Tanya for the 16th of Tishrei, Tes Zayin Tishrei, is at the beginning of Egeres HaKedesh, Siman Chav Beis. This is the second half of Chav Beis, it's a second letter that was added on after the first printing of the Egeres HaKedesh. And it seems that the only connection between the first part of Siman Chav Beis and this part is that the Rebbe speaks about being very consumed and busy with his responsibilities and asking that people not send or ask questions about physical problems. Ahuvai achai v'zei, my beloved brothers and friends, migedul tezdeisai, asher hakifu alai yachad, from the many great concerns and from my preoccupation that surrounds me, the sabuni kamayim, that encircles me like water, kol hayayim v'chol halayla, tamid lo yecheshu, all day and all night, constantly, without a break, le'uchal malit masa, I can't shoulder the responsibility, the burden, le'me im ha'sefe kol ha'shebul vavi, to say, in writing, in a book, all that is in my heart. Ach, b'ktzora bosi kemazkir u'machzir, al harishenez b'chval, but I come briefly, like a reminder, to restore that which already has been said earlier, u'befrat el hamisnadvim ba'om, and particularly to those who are willing to devote themselves, lamed al ha'aveda zutvila, to participate in aveda, which is tefillah, b'keil zom, to daven out loud, v'hischazik me'ed b'chol eiz v'satzumeis, to gather and marshal all strength, neged kol meinei amibayis v'michutz, to overcome all the obstacles, both internal and external, that get in the way of davening properly, b'yad chazoka kimashmoi, with a strong hand, as its inner meaning would indicate. Doesn't mean physically with the hand, but with a inner strength, shehurutzein yezeyov, asher lemaila min hachochma v'hatvuna, which is the will of those who are God-fearing, the will being higher than chochma and bina, asher nosan Hashem behema, which God gave unto these people, lo das lases es kol asher tziva Hashem, behaskil v'das, to do all that God commands, and to do it intelligently, to do it with seichel, but the momentum, the determination to do it comes before the seichel. Zakrotzein poshut v'ruach nediva, a simple will and a willing spirit, a willingness of spirit. B'chol asher yidvenu libei, in all that his heart is willing, laved aveda tamo, to serve a sincere service, laseis nachas ruach liyetzei, to give nachas to his creator, v'al ze nemar ki am k'she'erev hu v'salachta, and that's how Moshe Rabbeinu pleads for forgiveness for the Jew by saying that the Jew is k'she'erev, stiff-necked. Because the stiff neck means that strong, unyielding desire to do what God wants that is higher and stronger than the seichel or the understanding. So the stiff-neckedness is a virtue. So Moshe Rabbeinu says that God should forgive them because they have the virtue of being stiff-necked. However, what is the connection with forgiveness? So the Alter Rebbe says, "Ki aslicha he gam came lemaila min hachochma," because forgiveness is also super rational. It also comes from a place higher than chachma. Ki shalul chachma, because the Gemara says that chachma was asked, "What should be done with a person who sins?" And chachma said, "The person should be punished, not forgiven through tshuva." So chachma does not produce forgiveness. Forgiveness comes from a place higher than Chachma. Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashalim bikesh mida keneged mida v'dal. And so when Moshe was asking for forgiveness, he was asking to be, that God should treat Jews measure for measure, just as Jews are devoted to God beyond intelligence, beyond chachman and bina. God should also forgive the Jew, which comes, forgiveness too comes from a place higher than chachman and bina. And another thing that I demand of you worthy people, as the Friedrich Rebbe says, Nimalaschem doesn't mean that the Alter Rebbe is addressing only those who are worthy. It's more like this, the Alter Rebbe is demanding that everyone become worthy, express their worthiness. In the beginning of the letter, where the Alter Rebbe is about to urge a concentration and an intensity in davening, the Rebbe says, I come only as a reminder. Here, the Rebbe says, I demand, because here he's going to demand that people treat each other, ben adam l'chavede, that people treat each other more thoughtfully. So the Rebbe says, I come to demand from each of you not to reject my words, asher arachti siach, which I have spelled out, v'hiyeth kol ish yoshar, that every person should be straight, v'heilech betumei, and to proceed in earnestness and in simplicity, kasher also elikim es ha'odom yoshar, as God had created man straight, v'loy levakesh cheshbeines rabim, and not to go seeking many schemes, me'alileis mitzadi gever, from the schemes and plots that people come up with, u'machshaveis odom v'tachbuleisav, and the thoughts of man and his plans, kizu melechesh shamayim hi v'loy melechesh basav adam, because all these things are the job of heaven, responsibility of heaven, and not the responsibility of a human being. To look at others and be judgmental and so on. Ulahamin be'emunah shleima b'mitzvos chazal, but rather to be simple and wholesome in our faith in the commandment and the instruction of the sages, the hevesh val ruach b'fnei kol adam b'chlal, to be humble before every person without exception, ki yitziva milsa, because it is true, v'sokin pizgama, and the expression is correct, shekol echad misukan mechavede, that everybody is fixed. Not, the simple meaning is that everyone considers themselves better than their friend. But the true meaning of it is that everyone becomes better from the friend. That by being together, instead of being separated, when people are together, then each of them become whole and complete. Uchsiv kol ish Yisrael ki ish echot chaveidim. And as it says, all Jews are like one person joined together. Which means, k'meisha ish echad b'chuber me'ivarim rabim, just as one person is composed of many limbs, u'bihipardom negeya belev, and if those limbs should be separated, it would affect the heart, k'mimenu teitzo ischayim, because it is from the heart that the life comes to the limbs, imkein, anachnu hiyeis kulonu ki'ish echad mamish, tikein ho'aveda belev. Therefore, for us, in order that the aveda of the heart should be a proper one, we first have to be like one person. The limbs have to be together in order for the heart to be healthy. U'mechlal hen, and from the positive we can deduce the negative. That if we're not together, then the davening, the aveda of the heart, cannot be complete. The alkei nemar, u'le'ovdu shchem echa davke, and that's why it says that when Mashiach comes, all the world will serve God, Shem Echad, with a common effort, with a common shoulder, because that's the only way that we can serve the Aveda of the heart, is only if we are together in a common effort. The Alkein, Ahuva Yedidai, and therefore, my beloved, my friends, No v'no, L'treyach b'chol lev v'nefesh, please, please, make every effort of heart and soul, L'tkeya avas ve'ehu b'libay, to implant the love of your fellow Jew in your heart. The ish esro'as ve'ehu, and each person, the evil of his friend, al techshehu b'levavchem k'siv. It says that if you see, that you should not consider, you should not even think about the evil of another, of the other in your heart. V'leitala alev l'olam, and it should never rise to the heart any criticism or any fault in another Jew. V'imtala, and if it does arise, yatfena milibei kihindef oshon, he should completely reject it, remove it, like one would remove smoke to chase away or to blow away the smoke. It should be treated exactly like a thought of Avedu Zara. A critical thought about another Jew, a condemning thought, should be dismissed and dispelled like smoke, because it is because it is equal to the thought of idolatry. Because the Gemara says that Lashon Hara is equal in its severity to all three sins, idolatry, adultery, and murder. The Gemara is talking about Lashon Hara in speech. So if in speech the Lashon Hara is that bad, then in thought, allowing the critical or condemning thought to rise to the heart, to be a thought in the mind, is even worse. It is already known to all those who are wise, the advantage of the effect that the thought has over speech, the positive effect that it has on the person. And what is true for the good is also true for the opposite. That just as thought has a more beneficial effect than speech, it also has a more detrimental effect when the thought is undesirable. The Hashem Hatev, Amevarich es Amei Basholim, and God who is good, who blesses his people with peace, Yosim Aleichem Sholim, God should bring peace between you, V'chayim Ad Ha'ilam, and eternal life, Kenefesh. Ehavam ne'emon melev v'nefesh, as is the desire for the for this kind of a bracha, is the desire of the of their devoted one who loves them devotedly with a love of the heart and soul. In the Hayem Yeim for Tes Zayin Tishrei, second day of Sukkot, the Rebbe writes that the Kiddush Halayla we make Shehechiyanu v'achakach leishuv basukah. In the Kiddush, we first make Shechyanu and then Leisha Basuka. B'mincha einei mimheidu. This is when it comes out on a Friday. Avo eimim posach eliyahu. HaTemach Tedek Sipir, the Temach Tedek related, that in Tov Kuf Samach Tez, in the year 1808, hab megehed von Zeden, dem sechsten Mo, dem vishavtem mayim, harishem von Lekutei Torah. That that year, we heard from the Zayde, from the Alter Rebbe, for the sixth time, the Maimer, Shafte Mayim, the first one, the first Shafte Mayim that is printed in Lekutei Torah, when it's given al derech, with the Gemara zogt, in Yerushalmi Sukkah, Peihei, Halacha Aleph, Shemisham Sheyavim. It was like the Gemara describes, the time of Simchas Beis HaSheiva, in the Beis HaMikdash, that people would draw from there prophecy. Yaina received on this time in Simchas Beis HaSheiva the spirit of prophecy. Mirhab Mekabel Given Ad Ein Seif, but we received infinite. The Seif is a Mashiach Vetkumen, Shenoz Tchilosan B'Seifan, and the end is that Mashiach will come, and then the end is connected back to the beginning, which is Ein Sof.